While Ukraine fights to repel the Russian invasion, Ukrainians in the United States are collecting humanitarian aid. They're sending it back home. Many also want the U.S. government to do more. Here's NPR's Greg Allen from Miami.
Sunny Isles is an upscale beachside community north of Miami, known for its high-rise condominium towers and its large numbers of Russian and Ukrainian residents. Some have been here for decades. Others, like Victoria Hutova, have just arrived.
Yes, I'm Ukrainian. I'm coming here 2 weeks ago with my baby.
Hutova's daughter Anna is just 10 weeks old. The two left their home in Kyiv last month when the invasion began. They traveled by car to Munich and then flew to Miami, where her mother has a home. She says she's happy to have gotten her daughter to safety.
But all my family left in Ukraine because my husband must protect our Ukraine. My grandmother, grandfather, that's why I can sleep. And I must say that nobody helped Ukraine.
Hutova was draped in a Ukrainian flag. She was one of a few dozen at a recent rally who are asking the U.S. to do more. But it wasn't just Ukrainians.
We are Russians, and we don't understand why Putin started this war.
Andrei Eleonikov has just arrived from Russia. At the rally, he held a sign written in Russian and English. It said, "Stop Putin." He says he decided to leave Russia after a confrontation at a rally in Moscow.
Policemen in Russia ask me, don't say war is war, because it's not war. But I understand this is war, and I not support this war.
Eleonikov says under a new law in Russia, he could be jailed for 20 years just for calling the invasion a war. He's not sure when he'll be able to return home. Julia Lemish is co-president of a new group formed after the Russian invasion, Florida for Ukraine. She says there have been a few incidents between Russians and Ukrainians in Sunny Isles, but for the most part, there is overwhelming support.
Everyone who comes to our rallies, like people from different communities and diasporas, Belarusian, Russian, Georgian, Armenian, they do come to support us. We are lucky to have a really strong community of different diasporas here in Sunny Isles.
Lemish says she understands why the U.S. is reluctant to impose a no-fly zone over Ukraine. But she says her contacts with forces in her home country tell her that they desperately need more advanced weapons.
I got a message like 2 hours ago. They are saying like we absolutely cannot protect with what United States and other countries send us in terms of weapons. We really need advanced anti-aircraft warfare and at least fighter jets.
Her group is also sending humanitarian aid to Ukraine. In a warehouse recently, volunteers were busy packing boxes. Florida for Ukraine has been shipping medical supplies, backpacks, sleeping bags, boots, and other gear to help Ukrainian fighters. The group's co-president, Rafael Negli, says they're directly working with humanitarian organizations there.
We are getting a detailed list from them what's most needed. It's going to Poland. From there, our volunteers, our trusted volunteers, pick up those products and deliver to places where they need it the most.
Negli has a company that does business in Ukraine. His export license allows only humanitarian aid shipments. This week, he says, the group sent supplies and several thousand dollars to help an organization that's evacuating wounded children from Ukraine. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.